This week's showim have been sponsored by Toraway, Lechvod HaNisuyim Shel Bensi Lebrecht and Malka von Prague, in appreciation of the sterling Kol Haloshen service provided by Mr. Yitzchok von Prague Nayoi. Yud Zayin Teves, Thursday the 12th of January, Rabbi Avromi Heksher, Shmos B'nai Yisrael, Our Jewish Identity.
Beginning this week's Pasha Ve'ele, Shmos B'nai Yisrael, Habayim Mitzrayimo, and the pasuk lists the names of all the shvatim who came down to Mitzrayim. The very first words of the Pasha are very striking. Firstly, we know there's not a single word, a single letter in the Torah which is miyuta. The pasuk should have started Eile Shmois B'nei Yisrael. These are the names. Why the vav Ve'ele? You know, there's a connection to what we've been speaking about previously. We know it's stated in Gemara many times. Ve'ele Moisef Halinunushin. The vav always connects, adds on to what we've previously mentioned. Why here does the Torah start with the vav? More than that, the whole word Shemois is lechera superfluous, it's miyuta. The pasuk could have said, Eile b'nei Yisrael haboim mitzoyim, these are the b'nei Yisrael. Why does that Torah add in the word Eile Shemois? The names went down to Mitzrayim, the names of Klal Yisrael went down to Mitzrayim. It was the Shvatim themselves who went down. We all know what we say in the Seder Nacht, Vahi shom legoi melamed shoi Yisrael mitzionim shom. Klal Yisrael didn't together with the Mitzrayim. The same Morven who went down, he went up, he didn't change his name, turned to the Egyptian name. That's what the first message of Yiddish Moise to Yisrael. So I want to take just a few minutes to discuss what is it so special about Yiddish name that it was such a school to find Yisrael that through that school that Hashem and Shimon was able to do this time. And afterwards, the time we have left, we discuss the Yiddish Ha'al of the Yiddish Ha'al of the said many places in the Torah. Now the name of a person, the name of a Yiddish person is not like the name of a Goy. The name of a Goy, the reason why a Goy calls a table to table, or chair to chair, or cover to cover, is because everything has to have a name. So if you have a conversation with you, you should know what I'm referring to. So we'll call this a table, you could have called a table a chair and a chair a table, but that was the name we decided to give. The Yidden is not like that. The Yidden simply because the time, the name of a person is not just who he is. It's Mitzvah HaSdik and it's Neshama. It's his Neshama what has that name. Says Ohr HaChaim HaKadosh, the Moshe, for example, many times in the present time, the Torah stresses the name of a person. In Parshas Nitzavim, it says the Torah, there's someone who says to be sure to be able, he's very loyal, he doesn't want to have anything to do with Yiddish guy. Says the Torah, you know what's going to happen to him? Mocha HaKadosh Shemoyim B'tachas HaShemayim, the Rebbeinu Shalom will blot out his name. Why Mocha Shemoyim? Why he'll blot out his name? He'll blot him out, he'll blot out the person. Why does the Torah stress the Mocha Hashem as Shemoy, the blot out his name? In fact, very often when we speak about Rishon, we say Yimach Shemoy, his name should be blotted out. Why just his name? What about the person himself? Again, we're stressing that the ikar of the person, the ikar shame which he has, is Mesiachas his neshama. When we say that his name should be blotted out, it means that his neshama should be pakol. What does that mean? The Nefesh HaChaim of Chaim V'Lajon says, we know that Ba'osius Nivul Shemayim Ba'aretz, the way the Rebbeinu Shlomo made the world, the way he created the world, Bris Olam, was through Tzurufei Shemus. Each letter of the Aleph Beis has in it potential, has in it koyach, and by combining different letters of the Aleph Beis, the Rebbeinu Shlomo, both Bachmosa, both Gadusai, could be Tzurufei these Shemus to create different things. Bidva Hashem, Shomayim Nasu, the Shomayim and everything else is made Bidva Hashem through the Dibur of Rebbeinu Shlomo. It's talking about the process by Yikta Ha'adam Shemus. The Rebbeinu Shlomo brought every animal to Adam Rishon to give it a name. It wasn't just decide any name to give to a person, to give to an animal. When the Adam Rishon called an ox, when he called it a show, that's because the Adam Rishon understood that the process which a show needs, the process which a show has, come from the oasis, from the letters Shin, Vav, and Reish. Because the show, his purchase comes from the letters Shin, Vav, and Reish, therefore it's called a show. Because a sheep comes from the sin and a hay, that's why he's called a seh. It's not just any word, Adam Rishon wasn't just making up any word to call each individual animal. Rather, he understood where lay the potential and where lay the purchase, the showish of each creation. The Mela, the same thing is true with a person. The Nisham of a person, we know that the Nisham of a person has a shoyish in Shomayim. Not everyone's Nisham has the same shoyish, everyone's Nisham has a shoyish. When we have neshama b'terach aguf, and the kind of neshama shemasatavi, that's kilu anashu, that's something, a little bit of that shared neshama which is lamala. The Rebbeinu Shloim knows that this neshama which is lamala is called, for example, Ruve. Therefore, says Arachai, when this little baby is born, the Rebbeinu Shloim did the siyata b'shmai to the parents to call the name Ruve. It wasn't just the parents who decided the name Ruve. The Rebbeinu Shloim knew that this person's neshama comes from a resh and aleph above a base and an end of it. Therefore, he was calling Shemayim Ruve. The Rebbeinu Shloim gives siyata b'shmai that a parent in this world should give the name the very same name. Because the Ikan name of a person is Yahya says Neshama, certain name on the man is the Tasha. For example, if you've got someone sleeping, sleeping very deeply, you try and wake him up. Sometimes you can shake him, you can call an alarm clock, nothing doing. If you shout his name, he'll wake up. What's the difference between shouting his name and putting the alarm clock? Certain name on the Melech, an alarm clock is trying to wake up his goof. Sometimes the goof is a Zayfa Shlof and he can't wake up. When you call his name, it's Neshama that you're talking to. His Neshama wakes up. Neshama doesn't want to sleep. His goof wants to stay in bed. Or his Neshama wants to get up, la'avodas avayim. Therefore, the shamus of a person, says the Rechaim HaKodesh, is be'ikah mesiachas to his Neshama. Paroi understood that also. And Paroi understood if there's any way I want to make that the Yidden should integrate completely with the Egyptians in Mitzrayim, there's one thing I have to do, and I have to make sure they're Mishana Yisshemom. I have to make sure they get rid of their Jewish identity, they get rid of their Jewish name. The very first thing that Paroi did when he appointed Yosef al Eretz Mitzrayim, says the Pasuk, Vayikor Paroi Sheim Yosef Tzofnas Paneah. He changed his name. The very first thing he did, I'm going to give you an Egyptian name, Tzofnas Paneah. Why? Because I know that if you stay Yosef, for that, then there's no way you're going to integrate into Egyptian society. The very first thing I'm going to do is change your name. How does the pasuk carry on? Vayikor Paroi Sheim Yosef Tzofnas Paneach, Vayetzei Yosef al Eretz Mitzrayim. Yosef wasn't Meshuchna. Yosef wasn't convinced. Yosef said, I'm keeping my Jewish identity. My name is Yosef. Vayetzei Yosef al Eretz Mitzrayim. This vikuach, this conversation, this argument going on between Paroi and Yosef, Paroi wanted to call him Tzofnas Paneach. And Yosef wanted to keep his name Yosef. We see in the end who won. We saw that at the end of Parshas Vayigash, when the Egyptians came and they gave all their money to Yosef to buy the produce, to buy the tzvu in the 7 years of famine, so the pasuk says like this: they came to complain to Paroi that we've got nothing to eat. Says Paroi, "Luchu el Yosef, go to Yosef." And he'll what do you mean luchu el Yosef? Luchu el Tzofnas Paneach. Go to Tzofnas. He called him. We see Chloe in the Pasha, at the end of the day, Paroi agreed that he'd lost the battle. Yosef stayed Yosef. Not only did Yosef stay Yosef, says the Mnei Sosfa in this week's Pasha, Gevaldi Gezach. Says the Mnei Sosfa like this. But after that pasuk, Vayikor Paroi Sheim Yosef Tzofnas Paneach, it says, Vayetze Yosef al Eretz Mitzrayim. Yosef went out in the land of Mitzrayim. Not only that, at the end of the Pasha, in Pasha Vayichi, Vayichi Yosef Me'er Ve'eser Shonim, Vayomos Yosef Ben Me'er Ve'eser Shonim, a big arichis in the Pasuk. Yosef lived 110 years, and Yosef died after 110 years. Why such an arichis in the Pasuk? It says in the Yisosfa, the Pasuk is trying to be, Madgish trying to stress a very important point. Yosef, who was 80 years in Mitzrayim, when he was 30, he was on the Lifnei Paroi. He lived at 110. 80 years, he stood firm. And Vayotze Yosef, Vayichi Yosef, Vayomos Yosef. Not for a minute did he change his name to Tzofnas Paneach. Says the Klei Yoker, when he finally wanted to reveal himself to his brothers, what were the very first words he said to him? The very first words he said to his brothers, Ani Yosef. What was he trying to say, Ani Yosef? You're surprised to see your brother, who you knew, little Yosef, a 17-year-old, he's coming with time. How can it possibly be that I retained my kedusha of one of the Shibteikah? The reason is, the koyach I had was Ani Yosef. Not for a minute did I change my identity. Not for a minute did I change my name Yosef. I was Yosef from the beginning and I stayed Yosef till the end. And he says the Klei Yoker, he was trying to be Mamad to his brothers. You're going to come down to Mitzrayim also. And if you also want to be Matzik Mamad in the Golas, and you also don't want to integrate to Egyptian society, that's the trick. The trick is, Ani Yosef, to keep your Jewish identity, not for a minute to change and to get an Egyptian name. Says the Bnei Yisrael, Ve'ele Shmoyf Bnei Yisrael, it's a continuation. Ve'ele, not only was it Yosef, who in last week's Pasha we said, Vayichi Yosef, Vayomos Yosef, that he retained his Jewish identity, the brothers took the lesson, Ve'ele Shmoyf Bnei Yisrael, and these also, the Shiftekah also, they went down, Shmoyf Bnei Yisrael, Ruven Yad, Ruven Yad, it was the same Shiftekah who went down, who came up in Mitzrayim, Shvil Shleishin Ves Shemom. Says the Bnei Yisrael, Further, Paro started making terrible gzeiros against Klal Yisrael. The first thing he did was Vayomer Melech Mitzrayim Lamialdei Soivyos Asher Hashem Ha'achas Shifra V'Shem Hashem Is Pua. The lashon of the pasuk is very barichas, is very muta. The pasuk could have said Vayomer Melech Mitzrayim Lamialdei Soivyos Shifra Pua. Rather, the pasuk says Asher Hashem Ha'achas Shifra V'Shem Hashem Is Pua. More than that, the Mefarshim point out the double lashon Vayomer. Vayomer Melech Mitzrayim, he said to them. Vayomer, and he said, V'yaledchen es oivyos. The pasuk says twice the word Vayomer. What was the first Vayomer? Says Ibn Yisrofra that Paro knew the same idea. Like we said before, Paro knew that Yocheved and Miriam, they were the mialdes, they were the midwives of Klal Yisrael. There's no way someone who had the kedusha of a shame of Klal Yisrael is ever going to kill a Yiddish kin. There's no way. There's only one trick. If I can change their names, they shouldn't be called anymore al shame. Kodesh, they shouldn't be called with a Yiddish name, but rather a Goyish name, an Egyptian name, then they could possibly kill babies at birth. Paro said to these Yiddish Mialdos, you know what he said to them? The very first thing I'm telling you is, your names are changed. You're not called Yocheved and Miriam, your names from now on are Shifra and Pua. Once I've told you that your names are Shifra and Pua, now there's another thing. Now I'm going to instruct you to kill the babies. What happened? They didn't do like Melech Mitzrayim instructed them, but rather they kept their names as Yocheved and Miriam. If they kept their names like Yocheved and Miriam, then it's poshut v'atcheinas hayelodim, they were mechayeh the children, because there's no way someone who has a Yiddish name is ever going to do such a tremendous avlo. With that, the Bnei Yisrael is masmi more things in the Pasha, more the midik negin mitzvah yasla and bottom. We don't have time to explain everything. More than that, The shame of a person, you know, we just say Bekitza, the shame of a person is also, the name of a person, the Yiddish name of a person also tells him what's his tachlis, his goal in life. In this week's Pasha again, Moshe was thrown in the, Vasya took out Moshe from the river, and she called him Moshe. Kimin amayim eshisiu, asked the Sifono, if you're calling him al shame, on the fact that Kimin amayim eshisiu, his name should have been Moshoi, he is drawn out of the river, not Moshe. Moshe means someone who's going to draw out others. Says the Sifanu, this is being Miramis, that Moshe, not only was he drawn out of the river, but rather his tachlis in life was to be Moshe, to draw other people out from where the tzaraos they're in. His purpose was to draw Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, Kimin Amayim Eshisiu, to draw the Klal Yisrael, to pull them out of their tzaraos. We see that the name Moshe was Al Shem, his tachlis in life. And the emphasis, not all of us know what our tachlis in life, that's part of the Nisayin which the Rebbeinu Shem sent us here for, we don't know exactly what we're here to be Mesakin. But everyone's name is kolel, includes their tachlis in life. The word shame, a name, is the same as oisis, the word shom, there. Your name means that there's somewhere I've got to get there. There's a tachlis, there's a purpose in life, I've got to get somewhere. Arai is, we say everything should be l'shem shamayim. What does it mean l'shem shamayim? For the purpose of shamayim, for the tachlis of the Rebbeinu Shleilam. So we see that the word shame means a tachlis in life. Everyone's shame kodesh includes in it that their tachlis in life. We unfortunately don't know what does an aleph represent, a base, a gimel, but we have to understand that the name of a Yiddish person is not just like a John and a Jack and a Paul. Rather, it's got kedusha be'etzem. There's a Maram Shik who speaks about the chelik halacha about a Yiddish name. Well, he says it's controversial, and I want to explain what exactly the point of controversy is, because with this, it's not going to affect only names, but rather it's going to have many, many, many nafkaminas. It's going to have nafkaminas about bas mitzvah parties, it's going to have nafkaminas about the tzur of a shul, we might even get to the Olympics by the time we're finished. says the Maram Shik like this. We know that there is an issa in the Torah of Uchukaseim lo yiseleichu. The Torah says four or five times, there's an issa of Chukas HaGoy. We're not allowed to copy what the Goyim do. Now the Torah is very vague, which things obviously the Goyim eat and we also eat. The Goyim get dressed and we also get dressed. Obviously not everything that we do, not everything the Goyim do is forbidden for us to do. There are certain things, however, which Goyim do, which we're not allowed to do. For example, we know, there's this in the Torah, Lo'isokim l'chom matzeva asher sonei Hashem aleikecha. We're not allowed to make a matzeva. Every mizbeach they made in the Beis HaMikdash was built, it was made up of bricks. But take one stone, one large stone, and to shep them there, that's what the Goyim do for their avodah zarah. Asher sonei Hashem aleikecha, the Rebbeinu Shlom hates it. We're not allowed to copy the Goyim. Came along the Maram Shik. The Maram Shik says that if someone has a Goyish name, he's over alav in the Torah. He's over love in the Torah. B'chuk kaseim lo yiseleichu. Why is he taking goyishin? Why not a Yiddish name? B'chuk kaseim lo yiseleichu. More than that, it's brought down that the reason why the Maram Shik was called the Maram Shik is because in the time of his father's generation, when there was a new law that everyone has to take on a surname, which wasn't until then, they didn't want to take on a surname. My name is Uvra, my name is Shimon, why should I add on a new name? When they were forced to do it, his father added on the name Shik, which stands for Shem Yisrael Kodesh. Even though I'm forced to add on a name, my name is Shem Yisrael Kodesh. It says the Marash, it's Mevor Lechayin of Shuvah the Marashdam. He was talking about the time when a lot of people ran away from Spain and Portugal and they changed their name. He has a shaila there if they're still allowed to use in the documentations, if they're still allowed to use their previous Goyish name. He doesn't mention a word about B'chukaseim le'seleifu, about Issa B'chukas HaGoy. It seems that he holds there's absolutely no problem. There's a Tshuva Nigvus Moshe, and Moshe Feinstein said it's bo, it's klar, that lahalocha, there's absolutely no problem. He said, I'll bring you a raya. One of the greatest commentaries on the Rambam, the Mishnah Lamelech, his name was Vidal. What was the name of the Rambam? What was the name of Moshe ben Maimon? Maimon is a Yiddish name. L'chos says the Gus Moshe to Dovabar, the Maimon doesn't stem from a Yiddish name. It's klar, and he goes through history, it's klar through all the Doris, even the G'dayle Olam had English names. Says the Gus Moshe, we don't pass like the Maimon.
Non-Jewish
names. Says Igus Moshe, it's bo that we don't paskin like the Maram Shik and there's no problem. So I want to explain a bit, what is the Nekudas HaMachloikas? And if any, obviously there's no way we can go through all the Machloikasim about Chukas HaGoyim, what is included, what's not included. But almost any tshuva which you ever open up, which discusses anything about the subject of Chukas HaGoy, will almost definitely point on this Machloikas. A lot of the, will touch on this Machloikas. A lot of the Shailas revolve around this Nekuda. And that is like this. There's a tshuva in the Ma'arik. The Ma'arik was asked a shayla. The shayla which the Ma'arik was asked is as follows. In his time, the Goyish professors, the Goyish doctors, the specialists, started wearing a long cloak. This way showing that they are not ordinary doctors, but rather they are specialists in their field. Send to him the shayla, a Yiddish doctor, he's also a specialist. He wants to know if he's allowed to put on such a cloak. Am I allowed to put on such a cloak? Or maybe there's a problem, I'm copying what they're going through. They started putting on this cloak, and I'm now doing the same. Says the Ma'arik, there's absolutely no problem. Chukas HaGoy doesn't mean to copy anything the goyim do. Chukas HaGoy has got very clear and definitive guidelines. And that is like this. We find, for example, in the Gemara in Shabbos says like this. Someone who is Merakedes L'Kutach. The goyim, what they used to do when they were making this tabshil, which is called Kutah, they used to dance in front of it. They said if you danced in front of this pot while it was cooking, it would cook better. When they were cooking a pot of lentils, they made sure that everyone in the room was dead quiet. If anyone would make a sound, it would affect how the lentils are being cooked. When they were cooking beans of grisim, hamatzavachas, they made everyone shout. All these things have absolutely no hesbah whatsoever. Anyone can explain to me why lentils cook better when you're quiet and beans cook better when you're shouting? There's absolutely no hesbah whatsoever. It's pashtun shigas of the goyim. 100%. Well, chazal u'megale. Oh, to make up new things for her and not ma'ked is to dance in front of it. Says the Gemara, mishum elu mishum yesh le mishum darkei amoyim. Sorry? That's exactly what the Gemara says. Says the Ma'arik, he's got absolutely no hesbah whatsoever. He says that we find in the Ketores, it says they spoke in front of it. It was mashpia. It had to influence how well it was being ground. So we do find such a musa. Al Kolponim says the Ma'arik, something which has no hesbah whatsoever. If you go and copy it, what are you copying it for? There's only one possible reason why you're copying it, and that is because you want to copy what they're doing, the mashigas that they're doing. To copy Mishigas, which they're doing, something which has absolutely no reason whatsoever, is a problem of Chukas HaGoy. There's two other exceptions, he says. Anything which has a pretzus to it, something which is not a poet, the etzem, if they wear immodest clothing and you do the same, even though there might be reason why you want to, because it's cooler, it's fresher, whatever it is, something which is pretzus is the etzem Chukas HaGoy. Something which is avodah zara is also a problem. Like, for example, what we mentioned before, if you build a matseva, even though there might be a good reason why I want to build this matseva made out of one stone that shouldn't crumble or whatever it is, or but it's something which the goyim do for their avodah zarah, that's also altogether. We're not talking about something which the goyim do for their avodah zarah. We're talking about something which the goyim do stam for their own mishigasim. There, says the Ma'arik, there's only a problem with Chukas HaGoy if it has no hesbah whatsoever. Why are these professors starting wearing their coats? It's a mushagas or there's a reason to it? It's a reason. There's a good reason to it. They want to differentiate who's an amateur doctor and who's a specialist. Therefore, says the Marik, there's absolutely no chashash whatsoever. You can get them to height, so he said to the Yiddish doctor, and you can put on this long cloak to show that you are also a professional. We've got no time to discuss the background to the sugya. The Gaon, the Vilna Gaon, is chaylik on the Marik. It depends on there's a steer in the Gemara between Avodah Zarah and the Gemara in Sanhedrin, where the Gemara talks about soifin al Malachim. What they used to do when a king died, they used to burn his clothing to show that no one else is roy, no one else is fitting to use his clothing and to use his utensils which he used. And the Gemara in Avodah Zarah and the Gemara in Sanhedrin say different reasons why there's no problem with chuk sagoy. The Rishonim ask the steer, lechoy, there's a contradiction between the two Gemaras. Depending on how to answer the steer between those two Gemaras, will depend whether there's a kasha or not on this Marik. The Vilna Gaon understood that the steer between the two Gemaras, the only possible way to answer the steer is in such a way that will be a steer to Marik, will contradict this Yisoid of the Marik, and therefore he argues. There are, however, other two utzim to be miyash of the Marik, and therefore there's no problem. So Al Kaponim, unfortunately we've got no time to discuss the whole background, but that's how it is lahalocha. The Ramah in Shulchan Aruch, in Simon, Kuf, Ayin Ches and Yoder brings down the Marik Lalocha. He says there's a problem in of Chukas Hagoy Bedova Shenag Uleminig Ulechoyk VeEin Tam Bedova, something which doesn't have a tam. More than that, the Marik says we all know Zayis Chukas HaTorah. What does the Ramban Rashi say? A choik means something which we don't understand. Par Adum is a choik. It's something we don't understand. So in the very pasuk B'Chukaseim Lo Yiseleichu means a choik, something which we don't understand. Something which we don't understand is the problem of Chukas Hagoy. That's how the Ramah paskins. The Vilna Gaon, like we said before, is choilik because he holds the Azariah from the Gemara. Going back to our long cloak for the doctors, we said that according to Marik, there's no problem, and that's how the Ramah paskins. He brings it to Halacha. For example, he says, Mishu roifei mumcha, yesh leimal b'shmiyuchad shenika b'yishu roifei uman, mutin l'loshay, there's no problem whatsoever. I'll be this yisoid, every shayl you'll ever get about chukas hagoy will depend on this machloikas. Something which we're doing not to copy the goyim, but rather we're doing it because we've got good reason to do it. It's something the goyim do, it's something the goyim initiated, but we're now doing it not to copy them, but for a good reason. For example, there was a time when the reform came in, they wanted to change the tzura of a Beis HaKnesses, they wanted to make the bima not in the middle, but rather in the front of the shul. That's how the goyim had lavdil in their churches. All the posting discussed, is there a problem with chukas hagoy, is there not a problem with chukas hagoy? So again, it's going to depend why you're doing it, why you're building it. There's a big nidden in the posting about bas mitzvah parties. There's no makor in halacha for bas mitzvah party. Is there a heter to make a bas mitzvah party? Or maybe we're just copying what the goyim do. They, when their daughters graduate to adulthood, they make big parties. Is there a problem with bas mitzvah party? Again, why are we doing it? Are we doing it to copy them? Or are we doing it to show the girl the chashivas of the day? Depends why we're doing it. Sorry? The malbush from chassidim? Did the chassidim do that? That's why they malkpit some of them, to button their shirt the other way around. The Langer Rekel was originally a Yiddish thing. Fakir, there's a tshuva in Igas Moshe. People who came from Poland to America, are they allowed to change from a Langer Rekel to a short jacket? Or maybe they're just copying the goyim. He speaks there about it. There's no, again, why are you doing it? You're not doing it because you want to copy the goyim. You're doing it because that's the tzura of a levush in this Medina. Not because you want to copy the goyim better. So, it's on tape. Again, shaving, wearing a couple, any shayla which they discuss depends on this. We know in the Shavuos is a time that the Nidin al Peris or Ilon, there used to be a minig in Klal Yisrael, and Shavuos, not only did they put grass and flowers, they used to put trees out in the shuls. We Nidin al Peris or Ilon. Came along the Vilna Gaon was Mevatelit. Why was he Mevatelit? Because the Goyim started using trees on their Choga. Therefore he said, there's now a problem with the same Lo Yiseleichu. Some of the poskim said, what do you mean? We're not doing it to copy them. We're doing it for our own good reason. We're doing it for the good reason, because on Shavuos we didn't alpeis ilan, and that's why ad ayoyim, till today, there are some places in Klal Yisrael where they do put trees on Shavuos. There's some places where we don't, depending whether we listen to Vilna Gaon or not. Agav, this chelik about trees is more controversial, because it's not clear. We mentioned before that something which the goyim do for Avodah Zarah, it's also, even if we're doing it for a good reason, like we saw by the Matseva. Even though we're doing it for a good reason, something which they do for Avodah Zarah is always a problem. It's not clear, there was an inn in the postkin, why exactly, what are the goyim doing with their trees on their chogah? Is it a chelik of the Avodah Zarah, is it just part of the ceremony? But Moshe Feinstein's got an American tshuva talking about if the Yidden are allowed to have turkey on Thanksgiving. Is there a problem with Chukos HaGoyim? Is there not a problem with Chukos HaGoyim? We mentioned before the Olympic Games. We've got London has been blessed or cursed this year with the Olympics. Is someone allowed to go to the Olympic Games or not? But Moshe's got a tshuva. Is there a problem with Chukos HaGoyim to go to a football stadium, to go to an Olympic stadium? Says Moshe Feinstein, why are you going to the stadium? Is it something which has no reason whatsoever? Or are you going there because you have fun? You're going there because that's the way you want to enjoy yourself. You're not doing it to copy the goyim. There's a reason why you're going. Therefore, he says there's no problem with chukos hagoyim. There might be other problems, he says, of calisration, it's honest and bittul fayim, and other things. Or b'chukos, is there ice of chukos hagoyim, says Moshe, there's no problem whatsoever. I wasn't a head to halach and a maisa. I was just saying over what the Moshe says. The point of what we have to understand is shloshim es shemom. It could be that we paskin the loikim ayam shik to have a goyish name. There's no problem of chukas hagoy because there's a reason why we're doing it. We're not doing it to copy the goyim, says the Mishnah halachos. We're not doing it to copy the goyim. We're doing it for other reasons, not because the reason why we want to be called the whatever name it is, not because we want to copy the goyim. Therefore, there's no issur of chukasim leisaleichu. But after became and we start at the beginning, we should understand that the name of the Yiddish name is not pasha. The Yiddish name is the name of the neshama. His shoyish neshama lemalo. Bishvil shloishinu es shemam kal yisol v'zeichet to the gula. And be'ez Hashem, if we all makpid in that, we're all makpid to keep our distance from the goyim. Make sure we don't integrate with the goyim. Bishvil shloishinu es shemam shloishinu es levusham shloishinu es neshaynom. We'll be zeichet be'ez Hashem to the gula shleim u'mehev yomim.